located on Priest between University and Broadway in Tempe. Call today 1-888-356-7700.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
Renegade callers today, huh? No.
Just Louie.
I know. It's fun. It is the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Coming up in the second hour, we've got our Geek Speak of the Week, our Web Attack Free Download of the Week, which is another great pop-up killer we'll tell you about. And, of course, more of your calls and questions. We've got lots of resources for you if you are experiencing lots of pop-ups. There's three general types of pop-ups. Actually, there's more than that, but there's three that are most common. And they're covered in one of the links that we have, the article that I wrote, that will be, in fact, Monday's column.
They're bad ones, worse ones, and worser ones.
Worsest.
Those are the three
and
kinds.
There are some companies that are installing pieces of software in your computer that none of these things are going to help with. You're going to have to go manually track down these programs that are hidden in your computer because they skate around even the adware detection programs.
Yeah, they're getting nasty with this stuff.
Yeah, so now somebody technical may have to go in and help you get rid of it. My sister-in-law and brother-in-law in San Clemente, we were out there a while back, and they had two of these programs, and, you know, it had nothing to do with them surfing the internet. They were just the machine would be sitting there, and boom, these porn ads would just start popping up, pop, pop, pop.
And, which is good if you like that, but not good if you have children around.
Yeah,
them,
that's that whole push technology that was
right.
All right, do we have time for the phone?
Actually, you know what, real quick, Louis called in and left a voicemail, and I wanted to play just a little clip of that to kind of help make up for the bad he did.
Okay.
I would just sit there with my mind a complete blank while the monkey scribbled on little pieces of paper.
That's the problem. He was, you know...
That was the... Okay.
Kind of out of it when he called, I think.
All right, Louis.
Woo!
We having fun today, Garrett?
It's time to switch to decaf, huh?
It's time to actually go up. Before we go back to the phones, I have to remind you, KTAR encourages you to give blood this weekend, and any donors that go and donate blood will receive a voucher for two Suns preseason tickets.
Yeah.
And a Suns UB bobblehead.
Yeah, they're cool.
So you can give blood at United Blood Services, and there's locations all over the valley, or at Arizona Mills Mall, Fiesta Mall, Metro Center, Paradise Valley Mall, or, if you need more details, of course, at 620ktar.com/events.
Is that a /or a /?
You know, I think you can do either.
Aye.
It is an all-knowing website, and it'll take care of your slashes requests.
I think we can handle Frank pretty quick, couldn't we?
You think we can handle Frank?
Frank, you have a question about your D-Link hardware router?
Yes.
What be thy question?
I cannot. I've got my printer hooked to the router.
Okay.
And I can't see. I can't print, and I can't get to my other computer. And, of course, as an end user, you know, I didn't do anything.
No, of course. No. So was this a router that was working for a while and then stopped working?
For about a year, yep.
Okay, have you done any updates, any flash, any RUM updates? Nothing.
No. You know, I'm saying no, nothing. I didn't install anything that I know of that, you know, would have caused the problem or any of that.
Well, I mean, these electrical storms is one of the things that people forget about is, you know, that router is connected to infrastructure that would allow a power surge to hit it.
Uh-huh.
Not just through the power connection, but through the cable connection or through your high-speed internet or however you're connecting.
Because I wasn't paying attention, has he tried the reset button on the thing and held that in for usually 10 seconds as you plug the thing in?
He wasn't even asking about that, but he said he just suddenly the router's not working.
Right, and it could be the reset button. And so I got in, you know, and, went to the IP address, the 192.168, and got into the
interface, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And when I was looking at that, somewhere I was looking through the literature, and it said to reset it, and then it got me off on, you know, telling me that I had to get a 9-pin connection. But, yeah, that was one of my questions is shouldn't there be a reset button on it?
Yeah, generally these devices have a reset button, and just pushing it momentarily doesn't do anything. What you generally do is you unplug it.
Uh-huh.
Hold that reset button in, and while you're holding it in, plug it in and keep holding it in generally for about 10 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Then go ahead and unplug it, plug it back in without the reset button being held in, and when it comes up, it'll be back in its default, like from the factory kind of settings.
Uh-huh.
That's general directions for most brands.
You can also go, there's usually a factory default setting.
Yeah, if you can get to it in the browser interface, there's usually something you can click on that says factory defaults or reset to factory defaults or something like that within the browser.
Uh-huh.
But if you can get that far, probably... I would look beyond the router as being the problem and something else. I mean, it wouldn't hurt to do a reset, but I would look at something else like your cable modem or whatever you connect to on the other side.
Are you able to access the internet?
No.
You're not. So so the first thing you want to do then is just bypass all that stuff and just go back to a machine with...
And I can get to the internet that way.
Okay.
You know, and I've opened it up in MS-DOS and pinged it, and I can't get a response. It times out.
There could be, it could have basically taken a hit somewhere along the line. I mean, there's not much to those things, so...
If the reset doesn't work, and if I reset it and re-ping it, then I may just need a new...
Yeah, you might want to get a new router and make sure and buy it somewhere where they'll take it back in case it's not the router.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Okay.
All right, Frank.
Thanks, fellas.
Hey, good luck.
Did he say thanks, dog?
No, fellas.
Oh, I thought he said thanks, dog.
Fellas.
Dang, I thought we were hip for a second.
But of course, that would then exclude the Divine Miss M, who's done a fantastic job putting the resources together.
As usual.
In fact, if you want to see those fantastic resources, check out our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, and you'll see all of today's pop-up ad killer advice and resources and free programs, as well as a place for you to sign up for our weekly newsletter, which, depending upon who you have for an ISP, you may or may not get the newsletter.
And if you don't mind holding for a few minutes, we got a free line open at 602-277-5827. Lots more Computer Corner when we come back after the top of the hour news.
We're going to warn you about the teddy bear virus. Stay tuned.